Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Sindel Morte. You're listening to an SM Radio podcast, a subsidiary of Digital Pain Productions, digitalpain.moonfruit.com. This is the industrial installment of the SM Radio podcast. No, we haven't done any for a while, but we're hoping to rectify that situation post-haste. So, got a good show lined up for you, Suicide Commando, Angel Spit, 16 Volt, of course, some Scream Machine with yours truly on the vocals. Let's jump right in. Get your industrial filthiness. Get your game on. Turn it up. It's Bile. Suicide Commando wants you to hate him. That is the Retaliate version of that song. Hearing some rumors about Johan and the boys coming to the United States for the first time. Everybody who follows industrial music knows that Suicide Commando played Kinetic Festival for the first time. Kinetic is in Canada, so they haven't actually set foot on U.S. shores yet, but we're looking forward to that. Some developments going on with that. Hopefully we will see them. We hear Project Rotten coming to the U.S. too. You're going to hear a little bit of them later on in this show. Before that, 16 Volt, Useless People. That was off of American Porn Songs. Started out with Bile in League. And the song you just heard, Caustic 666 on the Crucifix.
Actually, in the past year or so, I've actually kind of turned into a Caustic fan stuff a lot. And Matt's pretty funny guy, actually, when you like read his blogs and everything like that. And it's also very informative if you're like, you know, trying to do something in the scene as far as whether it is that you're doing, you know, he's pretty good as far as giving you tips as far as promoting and advertising stuff like that and just how to run your shit. So
Matt loves to tell people what not to do, and he does it with well, a caustic sense of humor, but he's not wrong at all. I mean, he gives great advice. So
yeah, hats off to you, bro.
And 666 on the Crucifix is off of Caustic's new jam, The Golden Vagina of Fame. And you can grab that from Metropolis and I'm sure a few other places. And now it's time for the dark electro part of the show. Psych, it's all mixed together. Suicide Commando wanted you to hate him. Grendel wants you to hate this, you motherfuckers.
Motherfucker! Hate, get your motherfucker! Hate, get you all I am! Hate. how's that feel? I hate you!
Yeah. That's the way. That's how you like it.
That's the pulse of the scene, dying with every horrible track we release. Scream Machine, yours truly on the vocals. That was Vivisect, prominently showcased on Vivisect, the Surgical EP, a remix EP of sorts that Cosmo and myself released for free, featuring remixes from
DJ Cyclone, DJ Nemesis. He did an awesome remix of that also. Of course, Pipe Bomb did Pipe Bomb remix.
Martin Sachs from Twat threw a remix on there. That's a good remix EP. And it was released for free on the double Halloween EP, which was Vivisect and Freak Magnet. So go on scream-machine.net, pick that up. It is, as we said, free. For that, you heard Hardcore Glitch Mechanism with Fuzz. Gonna be seeing that on Blood and Wires probably sometime later on this year. Digitalpain.moonfruit.com for more information. Hell Trash is Feed the Demon before that. And started that off with Grendel. Hate this, you motherfuckers.
Next up, we're gonna play some Combi Christ, who recently played over in Australia. Supposedly it was like a really awesome show. Very kick-ass. As usual, they're touring all over the place. They seem like the Metallica of industrial, apparently. And anyway, we're going to go ahead and kick off this next set here with...
This shit will fuck you up.
Come on, you know, say it.
This shit will fuck you up.
We'll be right back.
will fuck you up.
What's happening between you and me? You feel cool.
That was Sin by Nine Inch Nails. Epic track right there from Pretty Hate Machine. Insert joke here.
That's only because this Sin is a pretty hate machine.
Damn straight.
More like an ugly hate machine.
Shush. That is not true and you know it. For that, came up the M Lynch Mob from their recent album, What the Fuck. For that, Syndrome X209 versus Project Rotten, You and Me, which is a hard-to-find track, actually, nowadays. We were lucky to obtain that from the man himself, Frederick Kruna. Thank you very much, bro.
Syndrome X209 is Shettle's side project or solo project. Shettle does the instrumentation or the music in Project Rotten. Frederick also has a solo project these days, Cynical Existence. The debut EP for that, A Familiar Kind of Pain, going to be coming out pretty soon. You can find a teaser for that on SoundCloud. Frederick is all over Facebook. Shettle is also all over Facebook. You can find both of them on Facebook. For that was Combi Christ, This Shit Will Fuck You Up. That is definitely my favorite Combi Christ song. What do you think of the new KMFDM anyway?
Well, compared to like earlier works from like Extort on down, I don't know. I wasn't really too happy with it. I mean, a lot of people were like fascinated. New KMFDM. But man, when I heard it, I was just, all due respect to KMFDM and everything, they're the pioneers of the scene and the way things sound now. But I just think that the way technology is nowadays and equipment's handled nowadays for industrial music, I thought it would be a lot more advanced than it was, really.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I included Lynch Mob. That was one of my picks for this podcast. In my opinion, it was the best song on there, or it may be one of the only ones you could really call best. I didn't really like the rest of the album. I mean, if it was KMFDM, if you like KMFDM, you're going to like the album. But if you're looking for some type of like evolved KMFDM, it's not, you're not going to find that.
And I think we just lost 10 million industrial points in saying this.
That's okay, because we played Nine Inch Nails and Combi Christ. We earned them back. We earned them back. You don't get any watered down truth on this show. Perhaps you should, but you don't. So it's going to take us into Icebreaker, Kind Myth Lied.
Deine Hände
And that was Skinny Puppy with Smothered Hope. And before that, you heard Icebreaker's Kind Mitt Lied. Love Icebreaker. That is from Anti-Carper, if I'm not mistaken. And I love Icebreaker. What can I say? They're one of my more favorite German industrial bands. And, you know, speaking of Skinny Puppy, not to take anything away from them, because obviously, industrial as it is, would not exist if it wasn't for Skinny Puppy. However, there is a gigantic contradiction in the scene right now of people who want to claim that everything sounds the same, everything sounds the same, there's never anything new. And yet, everything that comes out that's not new, that doesn't sound like Skinny Puppy, everybody shuns it. Now, they all, you know, everybody wants to go off about, oh, Terror Banana and Dance Industrial and whatever, you know, the fuck. But look at it like this. Combi Christ, Get Your Body Beat has 3 million plus views on YouTube. And even the most viewed Skinny Puppy video doesn't even have 500,000. The 90s are over, y'all. Whether you like it or not, I'm sorry, but it's true. Do I wish Combi Christ had more video views than Skinny Puppy? No, I don't. I wish it was less. I wish they had more. I wish Skinny Puppy had more and Combi Christ had less. However, it's the way of it. The 90s are over, man. They're just over. And I really think people need to get over it. And I also think that if you want something new and different, stop shunning everything that's fucking new and different. Okay? There's not going to be a Skinny Puppy 2. There's barely even a Skinny Puppy 1. The shit is over with, you know? I'm not saying out with the old, in with the new. I'm saying quit complaining if you won't give anything a chance. That's what I'm saying.
I was just farting the whole time.
He really was. It stinks so fucking bad. Oh, my God. But anyway, I'm trying to make a valid point here. If you want something new, if you want to complain that everything sounds the fucking same, oh, everything sounds like VNV Nation and Skinny Puppy and Front 242 and Suicide Commando, but then they hear a new band and they say, well, this doesn't sound anything like VNV Nation, Front 242 and Suicide Commando. This
isn't, or
Depeche Mode, this isn't industrial. Well, look, motherfuckers, you can't have it both ways. You either want something new and different or you don't. Different means not the same. You cannot have it both ways. Can't have it both ways. And yes, the industrial scene has shunned AHA for far too long, but they will have their revenge. And on Sideline, they're already getting it. That's going to wrap the show up, I think. And we'll let Mr. Cosmo, the Fart Machine, introduce the last track.
Fart Machine, baby. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and close the show out here with Black Smoke, which, if you go online and look for a track, I mean, the LP, it's like a double LP that's actually for free, and it was just basically, it was started out as a side project from the producers for KLF, and I think it just like got pushed to the side so many times and worked on over the years that eventually they just like finished it and put it out and said, okay, here you go, and, you know, free double LP, but the song that we're gonna be playing, Fuck the Fucking Fuckers, was to me just an awesome track. And with everything going on with SOPA and anti-censorship, you know, whichever side you're on as far as everything goes, it's turned into a real, you know, interesting thing as far as how society's been dealing with it all and everything. But anyway, to me, this is like a good anti-censorship song. So, basically, you know, fight the power, stand up for your rights, stand up for what you believe in. And that's what me and Sin always represent. So, whatever, you know, whichever side that you're on, you know, as long as you believe, you know, you're right. So, here we go. Hope you enjoyed the show. Peace out.